So this is my postulation that at the end of this talk, I hope you'll agree with me. Interactivity is dead. Long live interactivity. Second screen interactivity is stupid. I'll explain that. For those of you who know how long I've been doing second screen interactivity, probably a shocker. And if you don't measure it, did somebody really do it? Which I think we've seen a ton of that today. So, oops, that would be the wrong direction. Let's go the other direction, shall we? Yeah, there we go. So, look, years and years ago, for those of you that are old enough to remember, there's only a few of us left probably, we did try first screen interactivity, right? We did all those cool things on set-top boxes. We were going to rule the world. We were going to let everybody buy Jennifer Aniston sweater. How many of you tried to help sell Jennifer app? See, Jennifer Aniston sweater. Anyone remember those days? Yeah, we were like web TV. We were Microsoft TV. We were all those cool set-top boxes. We were going to make it happen. That didn't work out so well. And then the rise of the telephone. Remember that thing in your pocket still actually occasionally makes phone calls. But then it became the smartphone, and we all discovered that we could do interactivity that way and kind of ignore how you actually got your television signal. We could say, you know what? Even the people that were providing television signals were like, we're going to use the second screen because we can't just figure out how to do first screen interactivity in a ubiquitous manner. We can't go to somebody and say, you could vote for this in every platform. Why don't you just, everybody's pulling out their cell phone. We're just going to use that. That is our excuse. Now, I would postulate, it's still not the best way to do it, but let's face it, it was the way around all the other problems we had. Pull out your phone, do something. You're on your phone anyways. You'll just use that for voting. Now, what I'm excited about is we're slowly getting back to first screen interactivity. So how many people watch a TV show on a mobile device or an iPad, maybe a laptop? Right. That is now becoming your first screen, right? It is no longer your second screen. It is your screen. Yep, sometimes I'm watching the television. That's great. My postulation is I'd like to get back to enabling that thing that you can just pick up a remote or potentially voice activate and make something happen and not require you to pull out another device. So when we talk about interactivity, I've gone through this many, many times, and I've asked people, what is interactivity? And they go, oh, so you're the second screen guy. And I went, no. Oh, yeah, well, you're making voting happen. Well, yeah. But interactivity is basically getting people to do something other than or in addition to just watching, right? And that comes in varying degrees. And guess what? Lo and behold, we've got social media. Where it used to be social media was a thing, and it was that separate thing, and it was only the thing that the kids that were 20-year-old did, and we didn't really understand what they did, but it was important to us, is now just the core fabric of what we do. Right? I did the math. If these numbers are to be believed, and thank you, Mike Bloxham, for sending me those numbers, it's about 70% of the U.S. population is doing something on social media. And what we've seen is, remember the days when somebody like had a TV show or or a film out, and they said, you know, maybe we should do a website for that. Right? Some of you are that old. Remember, we didn't have websites for everything. Well, those days are well and gone. And now, can you imagine doing anything without a fabric of somehow engaging the users in some kind of conversation in what we call social media? It is no longer a thing by itself, right? It is just what we do as a part of pushing our media out. And that does provide that sort of what I call the base layer of interactivity these days. If you think about it, sometimes it's not the deepest engagement. I would argue that a retweet, and I'm sorry for those of you that are deep into social media, retweet doesn't necessarily light me on fire as highbrow interactivity, but it's people doing something. It is somebody paying attention to something. It has become our base layer of what we're calling looking at interactivity. Websites used to be novel. Not anymore, right? That kind of interactivity is the thing we do. It's that what I call the low touch up to more active engagement. It's now the social media team, your web team, they start coming together, they start becoming one and the same because they're engaging users. They're getting people to talk about things. They're reaching out to them. They're pushing additional content. So some other ideas and some other models here of interactivity that I wanted to push at, because it used to be when we said, you know what, we want to do something interactive, potentially on the web, they were like, oh, I'm not so sure. But you know what? The numbers are starting to pay out. So this is the American, this is FX's American Horror Story. So the Wirewax team put this out. And what they found is they had deep engagement, over 70% completion rate of all of these 8 episodes that happened to be on the web or mobile. And they actually were then correlating it back to how many people tuned in when they had the premiere of the show. And it was a story series that stood on its own. It was part of a marketing campaign. But this is interactivity that does work. And the numbers are starting to play out that people do get engaged with the IP. When you treat it as real and you don't treat it as just yet another marketing gimmick, but you put time and effort into it, you start seeing the numbers. Another example by Wirewax, a series, 25 episodes they did with the BBC. They actually won a couple of awards on this. But the thing is that they were building content that inherently had interactivity built into it, and they engaged the users, and they found the users were actively leaning in and doing something. And this is the generations that we're getting into. They are starting to expect that these things are going to happen. And they weren't doing interactivity on a different screen and interact. They were doing it on the same screen they were consuming the content. So as you start to think about it, and I'm kind of giddy that maybe eventually I'll sell Jennifer Aniston's sweater 25 years later, we are getting back to first screen interactivity. It's taken a while. Twitch. If you haven't looked at Twitch, because you're not a gamer and you're like, oh, that's just a bunch of gamers, I would take a look. I would argue that they're probably some of the most progressive first screen interactivity going. They're natively building in a layer into their content where people are voting, choosing, making decisions on the screen that they're watching. And yep, it's gamers, but it's a huge population. And they're more progressive than I would argue, don't take it personally, but Netflix or Amazon, let's face it, they're making great TV. But these folks are doing something dramatically different with their audience. And you know what they're doing? They're helping those people that are pushing the content make money. There's a monetization layer into this. They're getting up to 90% engagement by viewers on certain parts of those topics. So it's something to watch because they're just building it from the ground up as a native part of what they're doing and built into that audience. It isn't giving you a TV show and then saying, I'm going to wrap some interactivity around it. It's just a part of that show. You look at other aspects of this, the rise of the voice. So I look at the DVAs, digital voice assistants, and I look at that as the rise of the ad hoc home network. And these things are insidiously just seeping into everybody's homes. They're just using it. Some of these numbers of what are people, the acceptance rate. This is an interesting one. More convenient for daily life. These devices are just making their lives easier. Then guess what they're doing with them? Predominantly, they're playing music. But now take it to that next step when you have voice activated, voice, video control, and searching. OG, guess what? And I no longer work there. Proud disclaimer. But take a look at some of their numbers that they've got. I call it the no-duh moment, that people that own an Xfinity X1, 11 to 15 times a week speak into their remote. Why? Because electronic programming guides are a pain in the ass, right? You ever met one you liked? And look, we've all been part of this industry. We've all made them. Anybody remember Gemstar? I do. Yeah, been there, suffered that. Thank you. But the ability for a user to go, I want to watch American Idol. And bam, it shows up on their TV. How easy is that? And yep, starts becoming a form of interactivity when they can request things with voice and they can happen. So it's insidious, it's there, and it's just becoming a fabric of what we can do. So when next time you run into something, they're like, ah, we're not doing it, we're just gonna make TV shows. Interactive, that's too hard. Everything is becoming interactive in what we do in one way or another. And then certainly I've heard this many times today, and I'm not going to belabor the point, but the measurement of that is becoming more and more key. Any of you who have been involved in building apps, OTT, You know the instrumentation of what we do is becoming some of the most important things that we do. Knowing what the user's doing, where they're looking, what they're clicking on, what they're consuming, how they're consuming it, are all hugely important. Companies like mParticle to aggregate that data across a series of things, dashboarding like Domo, where you're able to weekly look at those numbers and make decisions of what people are doing, how they're consuming it, and what they're doing, absolutely key. And it's going to become more important because those users are active and they are doing things. So again, my postulation is interactivity is dead. Actually, long live interactivity. Thank you very much.
John Canning, ladies and gentlemen. That was great.
Thank you.